Shalom Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We are at the bottom of Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says like this: Nostin Tav Shul L'Toch Habor B'Shvil Shehei Shomer. You're allowed to put a pot or a dish inside of a pit so that it will be protected. And tomorrow I'll talk about why you might have thought that was usher. V'Samayim Mayafim B'Rayim. You can put good water in bad water B'Shvil Shehei Tzanenu so that it'll turn cold. It'll cool down. Obviously, you're not pouring the good water into the bad water. You have water in a bottle, and you put the bottle inside of the bad water, so that will cool it down. There's no iser cooling down water. You can put cold water in the sun, so that it will warm up. There is no iser to warm things up by the sun. It's not Rashi ready. It said earlier in the Masechta that it doesn't resemble cooking at all. It does not even exera. Mishin nishru kelav bederech. B'mayim, now this is kelim, this is not talking about kelim, it's talking about clothing. If you have clothing that became soaked in water, so mahalich b'hen, you can walk with them, but no choshesh, you don't have to, there's no concern. Rashi says we're not concerned for shechita, we're not concerned that people will think that you did malabein, that you did laundry with them. We're not going to be concerned, right? If you see somebody walking and either his clothing got soaked or he got wet, it was raining, he fell in the lake, right? We're not going to be concerned that you're Mechal Shabbos. He gave the chatzer hachitzona. When you get to your outer courtyard and your chatzer, shochin b'chama, you can leave them in the sun, avalo k'neged ha'am, but you shouldn't do that where people can see it because people may think that you did laundry. Rashi says, she'yachashduhu shekivson. People might think that you did laundry on them, and the Gemara is going to talk about there's another shita, and perhaps how we paskin is that you're actually that's maris ayin, which is the issue here, could actually apply even b'chadre chadar, and the Gemara is going to talk about that in a minute. Pshita, within the pshita, it's obvious that you can put a dish inside of a pit, right? What's the problem? There's no malacha there, right? Again, assuming there's no issue of hotzah, etc., right? It should be poshut that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, you might have thought that no, when you put the dish inside the pit, we should be gozer because you may come to smooth out the bottom of the pit so that the top shell of the dish sits properly, it's not tilted or whatever. The Mishnah teaches us that we're not concerned, right? We said many times before that smoothing out the ground would be an issue of bonin. Obviously, you can put water to cool down. So the Gemara says, you're right. Seifa tzrichalei evesatzonin bechama. Really, the chiddush here is the seifa, whether you can put cold water in the sun. So the Gemara says, anami pshita. So ma'ad the tema, you might have thought, nigzor dilma asi latzmuni beremetz. Now, you might have thought that maybe if you can heat it up or warm it up in the sun, you may come to put it in ash and warm it up in hot ash, and that would be an issue. That's an issue d'araisa. It's a told to the or. So the Gemara says, "Kamash Malan." Therefore, we are not gozer. The Mishnah says that it is mutter. Mi shenishu, the person's clothing got soaked. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol malkam she'asru chachamim pnei maris ayin afilu b'chadru chadarim aser. Right, maris ayin, according to Rav, is aser even if you're by yourself. And two reasons, perhaps, or maybe even three, given by Chazal. But one, either because maybe someone will see, even though you think you're alone, or it could be just a little plug that Chazal would go there these things, and because Maris Ayin, and even when you're by yourself. For me personally, that this halacha comes up a lot when I'm in Chutz Laaretz for Yom Tif, and you have second day Yom Tif, right? I'm Ben Eretz Yisrael holding second day. So according to this Gemara, according to this Din, if this is how we paskin, could very well be that way. This is how we paskin, but I don't want to paskin. You can't, can't check your phone, can't turn on the radio, can't do anything, can't do malacha, can't turn on the light, can't do malacha, even if you're in your room and you know that nobody's watching, right? You're home, everybody's in shul, that still might be an issue. So that's what Rav says, that maris ayin is even usher when you're by yourself. Tanan, one second. What about our Mishnah? Shotchan b'chama avalo k'neged ha'am. You can hang up your wet clothing in the sun, in the courtyard, but as long as people are not watching. So Gemara says, you're right. Tanai, it's actually a machlokes tanaim. The Tanya, like Bundan, Raisa, Shotchan b'chama avalo k'neged ha'am. Ha'am, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. Right? The Mishnah says it's mutter, but Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say it's Osrin. That's where Rav gets his halacha from. Amar Rav Huna. Hamanar Taliso b'Shabbos. This is one of the... Shabbos is a lot of halachas that we're familiar with. Some of them are halachas that we're... this falls under one of the halachas that you hear this and you're like, oh, I really never realized this was an issue. But it could be a real issue. And here, the dinner, the Rav Huna says that if you shake out your talis on Shabbos, chayiv chatas. Rashi says you have dust on your talis, your jacket, chayiv chatas. Rashi says, zel libuna. This is its laundering. Meaning, if theoretically, again, obviously it's important to learn the halachos, but theoretically, according to this, if you brush up against the wall, you have a little bit of dust on your suit, and you just slap your, you know, your jacket just to get off the dust, that's asur midaraisa. And this is one of the underrated, like, oh, I really never realized this is an issue things. Like tying your shoes with a double knot, right? Other things that perhaps, you know, the first time people hear these halachos, they're like, wow, I never realized. So Rav says, Rav Huna says that this is an isur daraisa. And the Gemara says, one second, let's calm down. That's only with new clothing. But if old clothing, perhaps this not is the, it might not be an issue. And that's only if they are black. But if they're red or white, so then there's no big deal. And this is, again, this is only if a person is makpid about it, but if a person doesn't care, so then it is mutter. If he's slapping off his jacket, so clearly he does care. So I think the Sfasemis has this question, and I think he answers that if a person would care during the week, then it's also on Shabbos. If he wouldn't care during the week, so then it's mutter on Shabbos. I had just thought that sometimes you do it, you know, without thinking. Right? You notice a little dust on your jacket, you slap it off. But you don't really care. Right? You just like you react. You kind of like, you know, use your instincts. So it could be that that's a pshat. Okay, I'm not definitely not arguing on the Sfasemis. But either way, again, the inyan is here again, and usually the halacha is that if you care about it, so then it could be very well be an iser daraisa. So you have to be very careful when kind of brushing off any type of dust on clothing. Again, I'm not saying that that's for sure, Asher, but it depends. In certain circumstances, it could be a serious halacha. Ula iklu pumpadisa. Ula came to pumpadisa. Chazar rabbanan to come menapzi glimayu. And he saw the talk of the rabbanan were doing this. Right? They were shaking off the dust on their coats. So Amar come mechal and rabbanan shabsa. What are you guys doing in mechal Shabbos? Some little Rav Yehuda nafutzi lebeape. Right? They said Rav Yehuda with a little not gaiva but a little spunk said, do it to his face. Like, do it in his face. It's okay. I don't look up dinan midi. Right, we don't care. We're not makpid. We don't care that our clothing have dirt, dust, dirt. We're shaking them out. So if they're not makpid, so there is no issue. Abaya have a koy kameder of Yosef. I'm like, have the kumtoy. Right, he said, bring me my hat. Chazad ika tala alea. He saw that there was some dew. So have a kamechasim lamesevile. So he didn't really want to give it to him. So I'm like, nafutz shadi. You can shake it out because ana lo kapdina midi. I don't care. It doesn't bother me that there is dew and it's not usher. So again, you see that really the ikur here is if a person is makpid, whether the dust or the dew or whatever it is on his clothing. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hayotzi b'talis mekupelis. A person goes out with a talis, really a cloak that is folded over menachos lo aksefo, and it's folded on his shoulder. So then b'shabes chayiv chatas. Right, then it's chayiv chatas. Right, it's not clothing that's carrying, and that would be, if you take it out, that would be an Isra, what's it called? Isra Votza. Tanina Mihachi, also learned the Rabbeinu, Sochre Ksus, these clothing sellers, Hayotzim B'talisos, that go out with their, Mikupalos, that go out with these talis and folded over their shoulders, Umenachos Aksefon, and it's folded over their shoulders, Peshavas Chayiv Chatos. Right, and if you do it on Shabbos, your chayiv chatas also midaraisa. Vosochri ksus bilvad amru elakol adam. Right, really, it's for everybody. Elishudarkan shalmochra and latseizkach. Right, use the example of a clothing seller because that's how they would go out with their clothing. V'chan v'ni, and similarly, a storekeeper. Shahayotze b'maos hatzurin lo v'sadino. If he goes out with clothing that is tied to his sadin, I guess sadin is like his cloth or his clothing. So chayiv chatas also midaraisa. V'lo chen v'ni bilvad, not only a storekeeper, amru ella kol adam, right? Really, it's for anybody. El shadarko shochen v'ni latzis b'kach, right? It's just the way of a storekeeper to go out with this. You know, the money, I guess, his money belt is tied to his clothing, whatever. So that's going to be usher. Midaraisa on Shabbos, that's carrying. V'aretinon, Rashi says Ratinan is a place. Tosas says it was a bunch of runners, you know, people who hurry. Maybe they had a job to you know, I guess back in the day, what's it called? Delivery guy, delivery boys, maybe. Okay, but either way, whoever it is, Hayotzin Besudarin Shaktevim. Right, they go out with a sudar, usually a handkerchief, but it could be folded over. It's on their shoulders. Also, like similar to what we've mentioned before, velo retina bevada amru ela kol adam el shadarkan retina letzais bekach. Right, it's only not only these people, but it's for everybody. Right, it's just the normal way that people do this. Right, that's going to be aser. Oh, and I take it back. That's actually mutter. Right, that price doesn't say. Right, Varatin Yotzin, meaning that actually doesn't. I missed a couple of words. Right, it doesn't say Chayv Chatos. It said Varatinan Yotzin. They are allowed to go out. That's the way they usually go out. I guess they usually wear some sort of handkerchief around their shoulders, and therefore it is mutter. That's the normal way. Again, if it's the general rule is if it's the way you wear it, then that's mutter, and if it's not, so then you're carrying, and that's also. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ma'aseh b'hurkanos b'noshah Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanos." You see, Rabbi Elazar named his son after his father. That's Hurkanos, the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanos. Like I guess, just basing on Minhagim nowadays, right? If he was Sephardi, so then Hurkanos was still alive. If he was Ashkenazi, then Hurkanos had passed away. But okay, Peseder, Mitzvah, he was still alive. All right, either way, Hurkanos, the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanos, Shiyatzah b'sudar shakseifu b'shabbos. He went out with this. Handkerchief on his shoulders on Shabbos, right? And it was fine. Elish Hanima Kruchelo Betzbo, and he had a piece of cloth, or really a piece of thread, wrapped around his finger, so that he could make sure that it wouldn't fall down, that and he would come to carry it. And when that halacha, right, people I guess asked the shaila to the chachamim, Amru Afilu Ein Nema Kruchelo Betzbo, right? They said it's mutter even without this extra string. Because that's the normal way you wear it. Darish of Nachum bar of Chista, Mishmeid of Chista, Halacha Avapish Enima Kruchem Balabevet Sposa. Right, the halacha is like that even if you don't have that extra string, as a protection against it falling off and you're carrying it to Alad Amos, right? You don't even need it. You can wear it as is. Ula Iklo Lebe Asi Bar Hini. Ula showed up at Asi Bar Hini's Beis HaMedrash. Bo Minein as the Kasha Mao Lasos Marzev Bishabas. We had this before. That's a gutter. And the Gemara, you're going to see that's not actually a gutter, it's a really a piece of clothing. Well, let's just see. Amalu hachi amar b'iloi aser lasos marzev b'shabbos. That's aser. So my marzev, what do you mean? What is this? Amar b'zera kisi bavlaisa. It's a Babylonian pocket. Kis is a pocket. Some way of folding their clothing over that towards the bottom that would kind of make some sort of pocket. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda means that it was usher on Shabbos to make it, because Mestama, that was some sort of issue of Mestama Makav Padash, right? Of finishing the putting pockets on a cloth. Trying to find it. Yeah, Rashi says Kislev. Yeah, Rashi says usher. If you look at Rashi, it's towards the top of the Amud, actually. Kisu Bavlaisa. It's the way they would kind of, they had long clothing, so the way they would fold it up away from the ground, and they would fold it over, fold it upwards. And Rashi says, also Mishum Tikkun Mana, because that was the fixing the clothing so that it would be appropriate and easy to wear. So, Rabbi, okay, so that's also because Makav Padish Tikkun Mana. Rabbi Yirmiyah have a Yasub Kameda Rizira, and Amarle Hachimai. And he said, what's it doing with this? And said, Aser. And Amarle Hachimai. How do you do this? What about this? Right, it's aser, meaning he showed him different ways of folding over your cloak, and he said, this way is aser, this way is aser. Amar Papa, Nakun Hai Klala B'Yadacha, take this rule in your hand, Kol Adaita D'Lachnufei Aser. If your intention is to fold it over, right, to fold it up, to make sure that the, you know, to keep the clothing like that, Rashi says, She'im et Tukan Tamin, so that's how your clothing should be. Right, let's say, for example, if you would, this is a bad example, but if you would fold up the sleeve of your shirt, and you'd intend to leave it like that, because that's the style, so that would be aser. But if you're trying to make it look better, right? But you're not going to leave it. It's not like a tikkun mana. You're just trying to look more, make the clothing look better. So then shari, that's going to be mutter. Ki hadar av sheisha breder av idi masna. right? A tar b'sadino, misno b'sadino hava. He would be misnai. He would make his clothing a little bit more beautiful by making these types of folds. It would look, I guess, pretty cool. Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi showed up in Bavel, when he came from Eretz Yisrael, usually ki also when he came, usually that means right, he came to Bavel, right? Talmud Bavli. So when he showed up, when Rav Dimi came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Pama Achas Yatsa Rebbe Lasodet. Once Rebbe went out in the field, Vayushnei Tzidi Taliso Menachem Aksefo, and he had two sides of his talis, right, folded over his shoulders. Right, seemingly implication of how we wear our talisim. Right, again, when the Gemara says talis, it means like a person's cloak or his coat. But you know, you can imagine how we wear our talisim. That's kind of how Rebbe did. I'm in the fun of Yoshua ben Zirus ben Chamav shal Rebbe Meir bezulo chayev Rebbe Meir chatas. One of his talmidim said that that's not how Rebbe did. Well, he asked him, isn't that how Rebbe Meir said is a chatas? Your chayev chatas is also that's not how you wear it. He said to him, oh, does Rabbi Meir really hold Ad Kedei Kach? So then Shilshal Rabbi Taliso. So Rabbi took down his talis. Right, he was Mekabel the Musar. Meaning when Rabbi said to him, was Rabbi Meir really this Machmir? So he wasn't actually holding like him. As Rashi says, bit me over here, that Rabbi was in shock. I was really, that's going to be usher, but he accepted it, and he was mekabel and he took it down. He also Ravin Amar, when Ravin showed up, then Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar, he said, Lo Yoshua ben Zirazava, Eli Yoshua ben Kefusai Hava. It really was a different Talmud. Chasna Rabbi Akiva, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Akiva, and Amar Bezulo Chay Rabbi Akiva Chadas, and he said it wasn't about Rabbi Meir, it was about Rabbi Akiva, and Amar Lo Tidei Rabbi Akiva Akan Shulshan Rabbi Taliso, same thing, just with a different persona. Ki Aser Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Nishal Itmar, and Rav Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yehuda said didn't even happen, it was just a Shiloh that was asked. Okay, but that's the halacha and how it was reported. New Mishnah: How rochets b'mei Mara uv'mei Tveria. If you wash yourself in water from a cave or the water in Tveria, ministapeg, and you dry yourself, afilu be'aser aluntios, even with 10 towels, lo yivyein biyadim. You should not bring them with you. Don't bring them up. Rashi says, if you look sedina namakanchim b'hem v'sipeg b'hen zecher zeh. And therefore, meaning why does the Gemara Mishnah give this example? The towels are therefore not soaking wet. Right? You use 10 of them, right? So they're not very, very wet. You still shouldn't bring them to your house, even if there's an Eruv, because you may come and squeeze them out. That's the concern here, that you may come to Shechita again and use a towel, right? Even if it's not terribly wet, so you may come to do Shechita. Aval, and the Mishnah says, well, but Asar b'nei Adam, but 10 people in a bath or whatever, Nistavkin balantis achas, can use even one towel, p'nei b'dem raglayim, their entire body, umivino so b'yadon, and they can even bring it with them up from the spring. Why? Because Mistama, they're going to remind each other, as Rashi says, v'murubinhen madkirei adadi, they're going to remind each other, hey, don't squeeze out that towel, right? It's a dindir rabbanan. We're concerned that you may come to do shechita, but if you have 10 people there, so somebody will inevitably remind the person with the towel. Sakin umimashin. So we said that you're allowed to put oil. I guess we haven't mentioned this before, but okay, you're allowed to put oil and kind of massage it into the body. Avalomit almen, but you can't do it really hard. You can't really, really give a full intense massage. Lom is garin, and you cannot scrape off the skin with a kli. And we're going to see this is uvda the whole issues. Ein yordin le kurdima, you can't go down to a kurdima, is the name of a river. Ein osin, and we'll see exactly why. Ein osin apiktivin, you can't take medicine or some sort of something that will make a person throw up so that he is able to eat more food. Vein ma'atzvin is a katan, you can't, we mentioned this before previously, you're not allowed to straighten a baby, if Rahman al-Tzlan, a tinok has bones that are a little bit out of place, so you're not allowed to straighten it on Shabbos. Vein ma'chzirin is a shever, you can't set a broken bone. The Gemara is going to actually say that it is mutter to set a broken bone, but these again are dinim of refuah, and obviously, if anything, is any sort of sakana. Even the Ritva talks about sakana, not sakana's nefashos, but even sakana's eiver. If you have any sakana, then certainly these things are mutter. But again, in a very not sakana situation, you really shouldn't do these because of refua. Misha nifka yada viraglo, if you have a dislocation, either your hand or your foot, so v'lo yitarfa mitzonein, you can't put them in cold water, but you can wash normally, meaning you can't actually do some sort of therapeutic washing or kind of rubbing, but if you can do whatever you got to do, as you normally would wash them, and then if it gets healed, then it feels better on its own. Again, obviously, if there's any sort of sakana, so these dinim derabanan of not doing refu on Shabbos don't nearly bechlal apply. Okay. Katani Meimara. We learned in the Mishnah, we're talking about water from a cave, and Dumya de Meitveria must be similar to the Meitveria. Ma Meitveria Chamin, just like the water is in Tveria, or hot, Af Meimara Chamin, must be also talking about hot waters in a cave. And the Mishnah had said, Harochets, right? Apparently, what's the language of Harochets? So that seems to say someone who does it. Right? Not that you can do it, or you should do it, but someone who does it, implying that Bidyevit in Lechachilalo. Then it's only bidyevit. You shouldn't really have gone to wash yourself at all. So that if after the fact you're able to kind of towel yourself off and bring it back, and if there are a lot of people, or if there's one person, you can't carry the towels, etc. Miklal implying the shtatef kol gufo filachachila shabar dami. Right, but just a shower, just to wash yourself off, rinse yourself off. Apparently, see that's mutter. So money, whose sheet is that? That's Rabbi Shimon, right? The Tanya, lo yishtatef adam ben mecham ben mitzonin, you're not divrei Rabbi Meir holds, you're not allowed to rinse off your entire body in Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon matir, Rabbi Shimon says mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, mecham in ozer, betzonin, mutter. Already he splits it. But therefore, the Mishnah, when it says you can, when it implies you can rinse yourself with the entire body with hot water, that's Rabbi Shimon's shita. Obviously, nowadays, right, there are dinim, there are xeros that we really shouldn't, rechitza is called gufo, we shouldn't really wash yourself at all on Shabbos if you can help it. Okay, in his topic, afilu be'ezer aluntios, you can wash yourself off with 10 towels. You know, what do we say? But even if you did wash it off with 10 towels, you're not allowed to carry them home. But even if they're not so wet, so Gemara says Reisha Rebusa Kamash Malan and Vesefa Rebusa Kamash Malan. There's a chiddush both in the Reisha and the Sefa. Again, the Reisha had said that if you have 10 towels, you can't carry them, and if there are 10 people with one towel, you can carry them. Reisha Rebusa Kamash Malan Da Filu Hanidol and Afishes Beumaya Kevin Dechadu Asid Deschita. Right, the first part tells us that even though there's not so much water in the 10 towels, since there's only one guy, you may squeeze it out. The Sefer Rebuza Kamash Malan, the Chiddush in the Sefer is Afilu Hani Nefisha B'Umaya, even if a towel that's soaking wet came with the Rabbin in Humid Kareya Hade, since there are a lot of people, they will remind themselves not to squeeze it out. Tana Rabbanu with the Rebbeza, Mistavik Adam Ba'aluntis Manicha B'Cholon, the person can dry himself with a towel, put it in the window. Vayim Serena La'alu. But you shouldn't give it to the people who work in the bathhouse. Because the people who work in the bathhouse, they're going to want to dry out the towels as fast as they can, because obviously they have customers, they want to give it back to other people, so they may actually do schita or do laundry or whatever it was. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mistabek Balutis Achas. A person is allowed to dry himself with one towel. Mavia Biyada Zochpeso. He can bring it home, his own towel. Rabbi Shimon is not concerned that he will end up squeezing and doing schita. Amalei Abayda Rabbi Yosef Malchus Amayis. Okay, so what's the halacha? Right, we have this machlokes over here. Amalei Harabbi Shimon Harabbi Hashmul Harabbi Yochanan. All of them might say that it's mutter. So apparently you are allowed to take a towel back from, let's say nowadays, from the mikvah, right? Certainly that's popular. Okay, to the mikvah Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon, what about, meaning, and we quoted all these rabbanim, how do you know? So Rabbi Shimon, Hadaron, right? We just quoted Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi, what about Rabbi? Detanya, Amar Rabbi, Kishainu Lamedin Tara Eitzel Rabbi Shimon B'tkoa, when we learned with Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Malin Shemin Valuntis Mechotzer Lagag, right? They would bring oil and a towel from the courtyard, the chotzer, to the roof, megag lekarpef, and from the roof to a karpef. A karpef is an area that is not a rishus yachid. There's no residences, no residents there. Usually, very often, it's depending on where it's owned or whatever. It's an Indian that we'll talk about in a couple of weeks in the Seferis Erevin. It was like an open area that was shaykh to nobody. Ad ha'ayinu magiin eitzel mayan shaynu rochsim bo. Until we would get to the mayan, where we would go to bathe. So that's Rabbi, that's also Taka Rabbi Shimon, but that's Rabbi said that halacha. Shmuel, what about Shmuel? Tamar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mishtabi gadum balum, tis mevir biyado tzachweso, right? He says straight up that our halacha. Rabbi Yochanan, Tamar Rabbi Chia, Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha, mishtabi gadum balum, tis mevir biyado tzachweso. So apparently, right, he holds it. Rabbi Yochanan holds this as well. Me, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nahi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha, kistam Mishnah. The halacha is like a stam mishnah. It's not. Our mishnah says. Our mishnah has no author. This topic, I feel about esar alumtis. Lo yivim biado. Even if you can dry yourself off with 10 towels, you can't carry it. This gemara says, "Who kiben chachinoi masile." So Rabbi Yochanan apparently held that there are a couple of words missing from a mishnah, i.e., amar ben chachinoi, and therefore it's not a stam mishnah. So therefore, he doesn't have to hold like it. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan ha'ul yarin, right, again the people who work in the bathhouse, mevi'in blari nashim lebei bani, can bring towels for women into the bathhouse, u'bilvad she's kaseh b'hem roshem ruban, as long as when they're carrying them they kind of wear them. As long as they're, that's what Rashi says, as long as they're not, in order to carry them, they have to wear them. So Gemara says, Sakinta, which is, what's it called? It's also like some sort of cloak or some sort of cloth that the people will wear over their heads. Tzorech l'kashe shnei rotzeh l'mata, you have to tie it underneath, under the neck, to make sure it doesn't fall off. Again, Amar Rabbi Chia. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan lamata mikseifayim, again underneath the shoulders, but to make sure, again, if you can imagine, has some sort of way to make sure it doesn't fall off, then you might come to carry it in Rishis Harav. Amalu Rava levnei mechoza. Rava said to the people in mechoza, kimav risu mane levnei chayila. When you bring clothing to the soldiers, I guess on Shabbos, right? I guess they were in the town. Sharbivu bahu lamata mikseifayim. Again, let the clothing go underneath your shoulders. Again, same idea that you should wear them and make sure that that there's no issue there in terms of hotzah. Sakin of a mash machine. You can put oil and you can kind of rub it in. Tana rabbanan sakin of a mash machine. You can do that for the stomach. If a person has stomachache, as long as it's not the way you do it on the weekday, the Gemara says very simply, how does that work? You should put the oil on first. I mean, I guess the order was reversed during the week. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Sach v'mashmish b'vazachas, do it at the same time. I guess Mustama there was. They would do it one after the other. Okay, fine. Either way, don't do it the same way you do it during the week, because that is uvda dechol. Aval lo misalmin. What about, you can't rub it in really hard. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Yochanan, Aser lamo bekarki isa shel Dumesis. That's the river. Right. You can't stand by the karka isa, by the banks of the Dumesis. She says, "Shem Nahar Shemimav Maluchin, a river that was very salty, very very salty, reminiscent of the Dead Sea, as you can see in a second. Why? Because it heals. Rashi says, "Mechamemes and Shatit Maluach, the salty water and the heat of the mud or whatever it is, he has healing properties, right? Very similar to the Dead Sea. So the stomach, this Ziumsis." Was a river near the Dead Sea, and it had healing properties. See, that's again, it didn't halacha problem of healing on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Kol Yameh Shel Dumesis Dumesis Esrim VeEchad Yom. It only worked for 21 days. Vatzeres Min Aminyan, including Shavuos. So the boy who they asked, Vatzeres LaGisa LaGisa, is that the beginning or the end? And Mustafa, if he said Shavuos counts, right, that implies that it was on one side, if it's smack in the middle, right, it wouldn't have to say that. But you wouldn't probably miss it was either the first or the last day. It's like when it says Tashma, which one was it? Amar Shmuel Kulu Shakainu De Midivcha Vada Tzarta Malu. What's going on? What does that mean? So we mentioned earlier that there's a lot of healing You know, we had the refuah gemaras, we had a lot of things that a person could drink. So Shmuel said that these drinks, the healing, the refuah stuff, so that works. Divcha is what's it called? A shvacha, dal and shin sometimes interchange, not always, but no, dal and tuf, tet. It means a korban. It's referring to Pesach. Not sure about the dal and tet. I take it back. I thought that in my head that's how it works, but it could be not. But either way, divcha is referring to Pesach. It's talking about the holiday when you shech something. Atzarta is atzeres, right? So all the drinks work from during Sfiras Omer between Pesach and Shavuos. So it's not, but that's when then this river had the healing properties as well. Where it says Dama Hasam who to come with the car Alma Mali. Maybe that's not true because by Shmuel maybe he needed it to be colder. And then that's why his refuah drinks were better. No, but here we're looking for the heat, right? Maybe you need it to be in the hottest point of the year, and during the summer it could very well be that it was after Shavuos and not before. Okay. Chamra de prugisa, umaya de diumsis. The wine of the prugisa is an area, is a land, a place. And the river, the water of this Diomsis River that we just mentioned, Kipchu Aseres Hashvatim Mi'Yisrael. That was what caused the 10 tribes to leave Israel. What does that mean? So, as Rashi says, Shayu Bale Hana'a. Because these, apparently, this is like the best wine in the world and the best water in the world. And it was, you use these things to pamper yourself. Apparently, the 10 tribes were Bale Hana, Vasukin Bekach, and they were so involved in Hana Solom Hazeh. V'lo Hayu Oskin B'Torah. They weren't learning properly. V'yatsu L'tar B'Sra, they went out to make bad, they made bad friends. Right? Apparently, the Gashmias of these things caused the 10 tribes, right, to lose, their Kedusha. And you have to be careful. This Gemara, we're about to say a story. I forget if it's here, we'll stop before. I'm not sure, but later on this Amud, for sure, it talks about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who lost his Torah because he was so steeped in Gashmias and this stuff. So the same thing, that the 10 tribes were so steeped in Gashmias, they lost their Kedusha, and once you lose your Kedusha, and connection to Akash Baruch Hu, so that causes them to, they were Nigla. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, oh, that's right here. That serves me right. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Iklul Ahasam, and sure enough, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach came to that place. Sorry, one second. Imshich Basrayu in Yakar Talmuda, and he was drawn after these physical pleasures, and he lost his Torah learning. Kihadar, when he came back to where he lived, Asa, he kam lemikri b'safra. They wanted to give him an aliyah. And, back in the day, they used not to have one Balkor, right? Everybody who got an Aliyah, you would read their portion. So, Bo Lemikra, Hachodesh Zelachem. Apparently, he got the Aliyah in Parshas Bo, Hachodesh Zelachem. Amar, what did he say? Hacheresh Hayolibam. He got messed up with the Dalid. He messed up the Yud for the Zion for a Yud, and he messed up the base for a Chav. The Chav for a base. So, therefore, literally, Hacheresh Hayolibam means their heart was quiet. So, the Chachamim realized that not only did he not know how to read, but there was a message here, and that they should daven for him. And there, sure enough, Bo Rabbanan Rachmei Aleihu Bahadur Talmud. Right, they daven for him, and his learning came back. Right at the time, this is what we learned in the Mishnah, and this is a Gemara Agav that we're holding by Bein Hazmanim. So this is in Sifas Musar, Chash Malevitz quotes this Gemara to say, be careful, use the Bein Hazmanim in a good way to make sure you refresh yourself so that you can come back and learn strong, but be careful because too much gashmias has a detrimental effect. This is what we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Noharoi Omer have a golil makam Torah al tomer she tavo acharecha. Right, make sure you go to a place where there is Torah. Right? Don't say that it'll run after you. Shechavrecha yikamu abiyadecha, that your friends will learn and they'll remind you. No. They'll binascha al tishan. Right, don't rely on their wisdom, but make sure you learn. Make sure you have your own bina, your own limud. Tana, we learned the Mishnah or Brisa. Lo, Rabbi Nehorai Shmo, and El Rabbi Nechemia Shmo. Right, whoever just said this wasn't actually Rabbi Nehorai, it's Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach Shmo, or maybe it was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach himself after he had this whole experience. Why did they call him Rabbi Nehorai? Because he enlightened the eyes of the Chachamim In Halacha, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, it says in Pirkei Avos that if you put him on one side of a scale and all the Talmid Chachamim in his generation on the other side, he would outweigh them. So it could be that Tafka, that's a riot, that it was actually Rabbi Elazar ben Arach who said this statement. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Shem will go right on the Heilige Shas tomorrow. We'll be Zocha to finish Perek Chavis, and then we'll go weiter to the 23rd Perek of Shas. Have a great day or night, wherever you are listening to this.